Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
It's a Monday, and that means it's time for Mondays with Mo on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. In just a moment, I'll catch up with John Moselock. Lots to get into from the road trip. Also, we'll get into Alex Reyes, Dakota Hudson, the pitching overall for the Cardinals, and a look ahead to the return of Albert Pujols to St. Louis. Should be a very interesting homestand beginning tonight. Miles Michaelis is going against the Marlins, first of four, weather permitting, and Michaelis coming off a loss last time out against Miami. Then it's Albert Pujols and the Angels this weekend, off day next Monday, and then the Oakland A's will be in town. This is presented in brilliant clarity by Lordo's Diamonds. Lordo's Diamonds, 9222 Clayton Road, located in the heart of Ladue, and you can see their selection at lordosdiamonds.com, lordosdiamonds.com. Jimmy Lordo, there every day. He'll greet you, and if you mention Scoops or if you mention my name, you will receive additional money off on already the low prices at Lordo's Diamonds. See their selection for any occasion, lordosdiamonds.com. Up next, John Moselock. Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday, and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you, hotshotsnet.com. Hair Saloon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Saloon for Men. 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Saloon for Men. John Moselock, let's jump right into it. The road trip came to a close. Miami tonight, 5-5 on the trip. What did you think how things went away from Busch Stadium?
Well, certainly didn't get off to a very good start in Chicago, but was able to right the ship, and you know, definitely saw a lot of positives come out of this past week. And, you know, I think from an offensive standpoint, still some inconsistencies, but when we needed the hits, we got them. And I think that's most important. So I think, you know, overall feel pretty good about where we are. You know, clearly got to figure out a way to help with that rotation in the sense of getting more consistency out of that. And so, you know, hopefully can have Wainwright back here in the near future. And, you know, that would be a positive step moving forward.
I was talking about it a lot on the broadcast, just, you know, throwing strikes when you think about Daniel Ponce de Leon. How would you evaluate from what you saw with him?
Well, I think your observation was dead on. You need to understand how to get efficient outs. And I think that's one of the growing pains sometimes with young pitchers is, you know, when you're missing and you're missing so far that major league hitters will take that. You know, they're not afraid to hit with two strikes. They have that kind of confidence. So they can really, you can really see a pitch count get up there quickly. And we saw that with Ponce. To a certain extent, we even see that sometimes with Dakota. And I think for guys to truly have success, you got to be aggressive. You got to pound the strike zone. And, you know, I think when our pitchers are at their best, you see that.
I thought it was kind of a grinding out performance, though, yesterday with Dakota Hudson, and was able to keep you in the ball game when clearly, whether it was, you know, release point or, as you say, you know, just off the plate a little bit. But he was struggling a little bit compared to what we've seen before, but he grinded through it and gave you a chance to win.
Yeah, he did. So that's a positive. But clearly, when you're looking at truly being effective at this level, I think he's at his best when he's pounding that strike zone, because he has a good enough sinker where he can survive and get that ground ball. So, to me, when he gives up a few base hits that get through the infield, I'm okay with that because he's around the zone. So I think overall, again, yesterday was positive because he kept us in a game and allowed us to get the win.
What does it say about your team, Mo, over the weekend with the kind of games that you won? Two were in the eighth inning and you're trailing. You win two of those. You almost came back in the third, and then not much offense yesterday, but you found a way to win. What do you think that says about your club?
Well, I think you hear like Mike Schill talk a lot about the positives, or maybe the vibe down in that dugout or clubhouse is something where, these guys like each other. They truly do believe in each other, and they want to see each other have success. And I think one of the things that ends up happening sometimes is when you're hovering around 500, it doesn't seem like people truly accept that or believe that. But this team is has a good feeling about itself, and really it's to a point where you just got to see us get on some kind of positive run, and then I think then you'll have some acceptance. But overall, I think the team is feeling good about where it's at, and certainly looking forward to continuing baseball starting tonight.
And when you look at the game yesterday, you can see how good Carlos Martinez can be, and he was in game one as well. How much thought are you giving now with, time is of the essence, to maybe moving Carlos to a starter's role, or does he stay, in your opinion, in the bullpen?
I think it's a legitimate question and something that we all should give real thought to, and certainly something that I will touch base with our staff and see. And I think part of the thinking yesterday of giving him that second inning was, if you're going to try to get him back in the rotation at some point, you have to start stretching him out. So I think that definitely played into the decision making.
Absolutely. Mo, a lot of fans are always curious about Alex Reyes, and the numbers just haven't been right. I know you care about the young man. You know him quite well. Where is Alex, if you were to describe him in 2019 right now, where do you think he is?
Well, I do think he's getting closer. Definitely looking at some things that we've identified to help him with his continued development. Obviously, from an arm strength standpoint, from a stuff standpoint, it's there. But it's just been inconsistent relative to where he was during last year's rehab assignment. So I do think he's fighting a little bit of confidence because he so desperately wants to get back here. But, this business is pretty simple. It's performance-based. And, he's going to have to start having some success before we can make that serious decision of putting him back up here.
Sure. Tommy Edmond picks up his first major league hit, Mo, and he can play all over the diamond, as you well know. And we've talked about it. Impressive in spring training. Where do you see Tommy fitting in with this club? And then long-term, where do you think the position might be that he gravitates towards?
Well, I think if we had to define his true position, it'd be second base. He does give you flexibility, though, that can play really anywhere on the diamond, including in the outfield. So, being a switch hitter, being someone that has that type of defensive flexibility, it really is a great tool to have. And so it's great to see him get his first hit. He's an exciting player, certainly really impressed with the type of development he's had since spring training. And, hopefully as an organization, we can create some opportunities for him moving forward.
We have not had the chance to visit since the draft, but overall happy with the draft. And are you happy with the first two kids getting signed right away?
Definitely. Clearly when you draft players, there's sometimes that unknown of whether someone's going to sign or not. But, Flo and his staff did a tremendous job, and it's great these guys are already down in Jupiter and already beginning their first steps in their career, so that's very positive.
As you can imagine, so many people are curious about the reception of Albert Pujols coming up on Friday. You knew Albert when he was in the minor leagues, albeit briefly. You drafted him, signed him long-term, and then saw him go away. What are your emotions, too, going into this weekend with Albert Pujols coming back to St. Louis?
I definitely feel it's going to be a special moment for everybody here in St. Louis to welcome him back. If you, you know, really boil it down to his time in St. Louis, he was one of the best players on earth during that time, and that's saying something. So having him be able to come back, and I think given the time since he's last been back to St. Louis, I would imagine that, you know, the reception is going to be something incredible, and one that, even though we do see recognition of players when they come back to town, I can't imagine that we've ever seen something of this gravity. So very exciting times, looking forward to the weekend, and my fingers are crossed we get some better weather or a better forecast moving forward.
More features keep rolling out on the Schnucks Rewards app, all designed to simplify shopping. You can now create shopping lists right there on the app. The new feature remembers your recent purchases and saves your items so you don't have to worry about adding them every week. Also, if there's a digital coupon or sale on that item, it pops up, so you're finding deals and saving money with one touch. It's that easy. Simplify shopping. Schnucks Rewards. Shop at Schnucks. Final question, Mo, is for you personally. What do you think it's going to be like knowing your relationship with Albert and so many years with him? And I know business is business, but on just a personal level, what do you think it's going to be like for you?
Well, I've seen Albert a few times between when we weren't able to get the deal done to where we are today, and it's always been great. So I would imagine seeing him or being able to catch up with him will be something that I would welcome. And, you know, I know he's excited to come back here.
Mo, thanks. Enjoyed it. And we'll see you at the ballpark tonight.
All right. Thank you.